It's called the Smile for Claire, and we help children as well as charities on the way. Mm-hmm. We've helped quite a few people with individual things.
And you mentioned it's in memory of your wife, yeah?
Yes, my wife passed away last year, March the 2nd, died of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the lads got together and thought it was a good idea to set something away, and it's grown quite rapidly in just over a year. And this is our second Smile for Claire Day, hoping to raise money for various charities and hopefully have a nice day in the meantime.
Where is it and what are you going to be doing?
It's at the Cricket Club at Bishop Auckland. There's a wide range of stalls, rides, bouncy castles. There's refreshments, there's food, there's loads of things on for kids. Most of all, there's live acts, groups, individual singers, acoustic acts. The list goes on and on.
Now, you brought some of your pals with you who are helping to organise this. Do you want to just introduce yourselves, guys?
Hi, I'm Jonathan. I've been involved in that since the beginning. When we set it away, it was an idea that we were just going to have a band night. We were sort of worried of how many tickets we thought we could sell. Sort of never done anything like this before, and we started to panic. And myself, Andrew and Peter got together, and it's just like, is it too big for us? Within the space of three quarters of an hour to an hour, we'd sold best part of 80 to 90 tickets at a venue that holds 120. Since then, we had the band night, very successful. That was on in March. Unfortunately, it was a little bit of a sad time because the week before, as Andrew rightly said there, the Claire passed away. It went ahead. It was in memory of Claire. There was a lot of laughter. There was a lot of tears, and we had a very successful night. After that, Peter came up with an idea that we were going to do a festival. So we were going into sort of April last year, and we thought, yeah, great idea. I'll get it ready for, we'll have a look at that and get it sorted for next year. And his words were, no, we're going to have this in July. So bear in mind, this is something that none of us had ever sort of got into and never done in our lives. We had a hectic 3 months. It went well. There was a lot of stress. There was a lot of arguments, a lot of shouting between us. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, we wouldn't be where we are now if we didn't have the stress, the shouting and the arguments. We all bounce off each other. And it was just sort of a big sigh of relief when everything went well and the feedback we got was amazing. We then decided to hold another one this year. And as Andrew quite rightly said, we're looking to be bigger and better than last year.
This sounds brilliant. So, Peter, it was your idea to have a festival. Yeah. Where did that come from?
Well, just a bit of a nightmare, really. But the lads will tell you, once I get something in my head that I want to do, I'll really drive on till I get my way with them. And basically, it's just about raising some funds in memory of Claire and really keeping her name going. And
we've also done a skydive this year. There was 12 of us. No, 8 of us.
Eight did the skydive.
Eight of us skydive. These two chickened out.
I'm with you.
Only because I'll drop like a stone.
Yes, but fantastic experience. I did it myself.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing how people have got behind us once they found out what we're up to and what we do. As Andrew says, yeah, we've done the skydive this year. We've had people do the Coast to Coast being finished. We've got a lot of people come forward to do the Great North Run. We played football. We played in the charity game organised by St Mary's, which was absolutely cracking. I think it was over £400 raised that day, which will come across to us as well. So everybody's getting really behind us with it being local. Mm-hmm. And this year, the aim's to try and donate over £10,000 back as well, what I've got in my head. And as the lads know, if I get something in my head, I won't let go until we get to where we need to be. We're off to a cracking start already. With the skydive, we've raised over £4,000 already off the skydive.
Wow.
There's other money, there's funds coming in, obviously, from the lads who have just done the Coast to Coast, the money off the football, and then obviously we've got the festival day, we've got the dinner in October, and then we've got a day with Izzy down at Spice Lounge in December.
And I say all the funds are raised, we distributed out, as you said, in the October, and last year there was over £7,000 that was distributed back to sort of local charities and events that we'd or people that we'd helped throughout the year. And as Peter says, this year we are going for 10,000. So
it sounds brilliant. Well, I wish you all the best, guys, and I hope it goes well for you. Of course, we'll be there down on the day. So when is this taking place? Where is it? And how much is it to get in?
July the 29th. At Bishop Auckland Cricket Club. Doors open at 1 o'clock. Adults are £10 and kids are £5. Under fives are free to come in. bouncy castles, live bands, beer, the meteors coming from when we were kids, yes. which I've just organised this week. there'll be loads of food on, and just really good day. It's like a family orientated day rather than, we don't like to call it a festival, we call it like a family day rather than being a festival type day. But yeah, we had over about 600 there last year, so this year we can top that.